Welcome to Wiggins Boulevard,
where we discuss everything life, love, relationships, and marriage from a millennial perspective. We're your hosts, Angelica
and Luigi Wiggins.
Happy Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, we dropped the ball yesterday.
And we need to do better in our planning, so we just go ahead and record all our episodes and they be on time. But happy Saturday. Made it through another week.
Better late than never.
Yeah. Beautiful day outside. Had me a little power nap, even though it was interrupted.
It's feeling a little fally outside.
Baby, listen. Zeus wanted to go out on the deck, and I let him out. And he turned right back around.
Oh, he didn't want to be out there.
It was too cold. So that's how I know it's cold outside, because the dog don't want to be out there. But it is what it is.
We made it.
It seemed like it was a very long week.
Could have been the other way.
Yep, but we made it. And we are grateful for that. We're grateful for your patience and showing up and supporting us on this platform. I think last episode I said it was four or five. It's actually season six. And this is episode three, so we're doing big things. And we actually started our podcast January 1st, 2021, not 2020. Well, we didn't start it, but our first episode was January 2021. So we thank y'all for rocking with us that long. It'll be 2 years this coming January, so God be praised.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. It does. So we're going to go ahead and start this episode off with prayer.
Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for allowing us to have this platform. God, we ask you to speak through us, to speak to our listeners, and let something be said that we could all take in and apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. So this week's episode, we're going to talk about life and death and the power of the tongue.
Choose your words wisely.
And I think people say it so much, or we as a people say it so much, that it becomes cliche, but it's a real thing.
Yes.
You know, in this day and time, we talk about manifesting and affirmations and things like that. And if you say something, like with manifestation, you say it long enough, you believe it, it'll happen, right?
Right. Even down to the music that we sing and listen to. Because words mean something.
Words have power.
Words have power. I was listening to Willie Moore Jr. He was talking on, I think it was Instagram, and he was talking about music, and he was saying basically how all the music that's, you know, being put out these days have influenced this generation to, you know, do things that, you know, the generation before us weren't doing. And of course, the music that we were listening to may have influenced us to do certain things also. But it's just a learning lesson to understand, like, the things that I speak, the things that I say, will come to pass if I say it and I start believing it.
Mm-hmm. And even not even believing it, like, your words can set the tone for your day. Like, right. You know, you wake up in the morning, you be like, I'm tired. Mm-hmm. You're going to be tired the rest of the day because you done spoke it. You done put it out in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Or you be like, I'm sick. Or let's say you do have a headache. I got a headache. That headache going to get on your nerves all day. Right. Like, it's just like you have to Be strategic and be intentional about your words. We always talk about intentionality on this platform, but you have to be intentional about what you say as well as what you do. And when it comes to marriage, you know, speaking life over your marriage is like vital. I know that, you know, things arise and, you know, no marriage is perfect that I know of, because I know our marriage is not perfect. But, you know, things arise. You have, you know, disagreements and arguments and things like that. And it's like, I think we talked about this in earlier episodes. Like, I was just so quick to be like, well, I'm ready to get a divorce. And it's just like, you keep saying that and speaking it. Or be like, I'm going to divorce you. I'm going to leave you. You keep saying that and speaking it, it's going to happen. Eventually, it's going to play itself out and it's going to happen. So you have to speak life over your marriage. We will not be divorced. Right. We will not separate. We will not struggle. We will not lack. We will not have God at the center of our marriage. We will not... let the devil win. Like, you have to speak those things. And that scripture, speak those things as if they were.
As though.
What is that? That's a scripture.
Yeah, it is.
We know life and death is in the power of Romans 4 and 17. Not
as though they were. Huh? Isn't it how it goes?
It's Romans 4, verse 17 through 18. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Who contrary to hope and hope believe so that they became. So that he became. Yeah, that's the power of the tongue was like, has been exemplified in the Bible since forever. Like, God... Even this world, God spoke this world into existence.
Right.
Let there be light.
And there was light.
Divided the firmament and divided the water under the firmament from the water was above the firmament.
What?
It's a song when I was younger at Sally B. Howell. It's called Genesis.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was like, and divided the water that was under the firmament from the water which was above the firmament. That's scripture. Divided the water that was under the firmament from the water which was above the firmament.
Okay.
Yeah. So creation in itself was spoken in, like, it was spoken
into existence.
Right. Yeah. It's spoken into existence. So it's like, that's how powerful our words are. And God has given us that power here on earth. And it's just like, we have to be, again, strategic and intentional about what we say.
Even when you're women, when you're carrying your kids, mm-hmm. you should be speaking over your seed. This goes for the males too, guys too. You can speak over your seed as your wife or your significant other is carrying your seed.
And even before the seed is implanted, because, yeah. You know, my husband and I, we don't have any kids yet, but we speak life over our unborn children every day. Like, we're going to have children. We're going to have our twin boy and girl. They're going to be healthy. I'm going to have a healthy pregnancy. We're going to have a healthy birth and delivery. Like, they're going to be healthy children, have all of their chromosomes and all their ligaments and bones. And, like, we speak this often. And it's like, a lot of times we have to wait until we see stuff or wait until stuff happens, but that's the power of our words. We speak it into existence.
I just really, I challenge those who think this is cliche.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge you to start speaking things and manifesting things, mm-hmm. and see, does it work?
Mm-hmm. But you got to believe it, though. It ain't going to work if you don't believe it. If you're just saying it to say it.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. That's what I was saying about the songs. You start singing the songs, and then now actually you start believing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for me, it clicked once I started to understand that I had to put actions behind my words, not only just speaking it, mm-hmm. but also putting actions behind my words, which is doing those things that I need to do to get to the point where I wanted to be, what I was speaking into my life.
Yeah.
For marriage, you know, I wanted to be a good husband. So I started making the adjustments that I needed to make to be a good husband. I kept saying, I can do it. I can be a good husband for my wife. I can do what's needed for a great marriage. I can do it. And like she just said, we're not perfect, of course, but adjustments are able to be made. And I'm okay with making the adjustment, you know, because it's a point where I see us being. It's a goal that we're trying to reach. So it's okay with making an adjustment and understanding that there may be adjustments that need to be made along the way.
Mm-hmm. And with that being said, words influence your actions. I believe in say what you mean what you say.
Right.
And that's why it's important to, I know for us, praying in the morning. Like, if you think about it, praying is not just asking God for stuff, but it's thanking God for things and speaking things into existence. So that's why I think, you know, starting your day off with prayer sets the tone for your day, because you are speaking, you are manifesting, you are affirming, you are, you know, in communications with God so that he can go before you and set the tone for your day.
Right.
So prayer basically moves God to take action, if that makes sense. You talk to him in the morning. God, I ask that this day be the best day of my life. He gonna go before you and make sure everything's straight. Safety, traveling mercies, all of that. Peace on the job, peace in the home, all of that. He gonna go before you. He gonna drop some miracles here and there. That's why prayer is important. Mm-hmm. And that's, prayer is another example of life and death being in the power of your tongue. And if you don't open your mouth, not only is it important to think about what you're saying and making sure you say the right things, positive things, or uplifting things, but if you don't even open your mouth, you won't see nothing either. You won't get nothing either.
Yeah, would you say that this has to do anything with determination?
I think, yeah. Everything requires determination. Like, if you really want to see something happen, if you want to really see something come to fruition, you have to be determined enough to keep at it, to keep going, perseverance.
But what about when you go through the long suffering stage?
That's when faith comes in. And that's when, I know for me, that's when I lean even more into my relationship with God, because if it was up to my flesh, I would have been gave up on a lot of stuff, even on myself.
But for someone who's out here listening to us that doesn't have a strong relationship with God, or they are quote unquote, what you call them, babes, they don't really, you know, hold that foundation that you hold, what should they do if
they don't have a strong, a deep relationship with Christ? That needs to be the priority, needed to do that. Because that's, God is the source. He's the source. He's the resource. So that need to be the priority of life anyway. That's where we need to be starting. And I think that's where, you know, and we all started as babes in Christ, but life's going to show you. Life experiences and circumstances and people, they're going to show you, like, Lord, I need you even more now than ever before.
And I get what you're saying, but sometimes flesh creeps in and we do fleshly things, human things, and we speak out of turn, we speak out of anger, we say things that we don't mean.
Of course.
We say things that we will regret later. And that's a part of, you know, asking. I feel like what you're saying is a part of asking, praying in the morning and asking God to lead and guide you and help you to be spiritually minded throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
and not carnally minded.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had days where, you know, some days where I speak without thinking, and then, you know, when I'm, you know, in a moment where I can, you know, sit down and think about it, it's like, dang, I regret saying it, or I spoke too soon. I might have said something the wrong way, or how I said it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know, sometimes I might have to ask for forgiveness from whomever I, you know, may have offended or did something wrong to or said something wrong to. Or, you know, I could just think about what I'm, you know, process everything in my mind before, you know, I just shoot back. Because sometimes we shoot first and ask questions last.
And I guess to answer your question, that you have to take, you know, accountability, self-reflect. Like, if you, okay, you don't know, you know, your relationship with Christ is not like that, you're still learning or you're new to the faith. It's like you have to take the accountability and self-reflect and do the work to be the person that you want to be and were meant to be. And that can look like different things. That can, you can have, you know, get a mentor, there's therapy, because life is gonna make you, you know, what's the word? Life is gonna make you grow up. Life is gonna, you can't be a babe forever. Like, you eventually gotta grow up and go through it, because we all have tests and trials. We all, you know, go through things, but it's like your determination and how you speak over your life and who you have around you and things like that, those will be the things that will impact your outcome and how you maneuver. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And I feel like making mistakes help you grow up too, mm-hmm. especially if you learn from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know right away, as soon as you start, you start seeing the growth.
Let me tell you something.
You know right away, like, oh, dang, I slipped.
Yeah.
You know, I messed up. But, you know, you'll have another opportunity to correct that or do the right thing the next time.
But to piggyback off that, when you see your growth and you see how far you've come, you also don't react to certain things like you used to.
Right.
That's another thing about growth. Yeah, you're going to have mistakes and stuff because nobody's perfect, but it's those moments when you had the chance to tear somebody up, when you had the chance to, you know,
Speak negatively,
slap somebody, whatever.
And you chose to speak positively.
You could have chose violence, but you chose the high road, or you chose to be silent. I said something about that today earlier. It's like people, you know, people want a reaction out of you so bad. You could be not, like, you're on this path, you're working on you, and you just, you know, being silent, not reacting, and people want a reaction out of you so bad. But taking the high road, being quiet, just being quiet, nobody can misinterpret silence. Nobody.
And but it's also misinterpreted a lot.
It is, but you can't say I said something and I said nothing to you.
Yeah.
You in that aspect, you can't say what Angelica said. Angelica ain't saying, I didn't say nothing. So how did you get that out of me not saying anything? It's silence in certain situations can be interpreted as something else, but in those situations where you're just simply taking the high road and you're not going to choose violence, you can have it. You ain't got to tell your side of the story, none of that. You can have it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I knew for me, that's how I know when I'm growing, when I could retaliate or do certain things or run somebody through the mud. But wow, I mean, after the mud is ran through, after I done told my side, after I said what I've been wanting to say for forever, then what? What's the next steps?
Who does it help?
Who does it help? How does it benefit anybody? I mean.
Yeah. I was telling someone the other day that I'm trying to get to a place where I'm not in my life where I'm not complaining about anything,
mm-hmm.
whether good or bad, like, you know, anything, like just, I don't want to be a person that complains,
mm-hmm.
Because complaining basically makes the situation worse.
Complaining is negatively
and it's manifest and it's negative. Yeah. I just want to be positive and peaceful, speak positive over my life, over my friends and my family life, over, you know, my church family. I just want to be positive, period, and speak positive because I know what comes from that.
Yeah, a lot comes from speaking life
and being life. And it's like, it's once you're around people doing that, it's almost like
it's contagious.
Yeah, it's almost like it's contagious,
mm-hmm.
and it starts jumping on other people and they're being positive. Like a person that you know that's always complaining and always being negative.
Oh, it's always something. You like, I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to be around them.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
And I feel like when those people that do that, when you start shutting them down and being positive and.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to be a positive influence, and you know, you might not even giving them any time.
Mm-hmm.
They'll notice, like, dang, maybe I'm, you know,
accountability.
Yeah, I'm not being on the same vibe as them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just that's what I want to be like. If you're not being positive
influence,
you know, around me, don't come around me. Mm-hmm. Don't try to, cause. You know, I don't like my vibe being killed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like to be vibrant.
And what, what's her name? Tabitha Brown always say, you have you a good day in here, and even if you ain't having a good day, don't you go out here and mess up somebody else's day.
Yeah, that's, now see, that right there. And I think I go through this a lot at my job.
And we're asking and believing that God gonna put him in a better position.
And because
environment at work.
It's because it's just like, how could you be so mm-hmm. like, we're here for one reason, that's to teach kids. But it's just like you come in, as soon as you come in the door, you complaining. Then now you're complaining jumps on me, and now I'm complaining about stuff when really I could just have a good day. Listen to some music real quick. Drink my coffee. Get ready for the kids. And, you know, teach.
Yeah, my husband has become a coffee head. It is so cute.
I've been drinking coffee since I was.
I know, but I'm just saying, like.
Since you was. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I guess I'm, like, really noticing it now because I, you know, going grocery shopping. Like, oh, I got to get Bae some creamer. Or I'd be like, oh, Bae, coffee pies on E. I gotta get him some coffee pies. Like, you really, he's not like a Starbucks coffee drinker. He like make his coffee at home type of drinker. That was a sidebar, but I think that is so cute. My husband, he had those coffee mugs. But yeah, it's you know, your words can not only affect you, but it can affect people around you. So that's why it's important that you always, you know, be a light and speak that life because especially working around other people or being around other people, even being in a marriage, like you dry or your vibe is off, it's going to impact your partner. And mm-hmm. it's just like, it's not fair. But I also understand people go through things and, you know, we have bad days or whatever, but, you know, speak life over it, turn it around, pray, people, you know, meditate. Talk to somebody, get it out. Don't hold it in. Cause I know for me, once I talk to somebody about something, I feel much better. It's like a release. So just, you know, like I said, be intentional and take those steps to just be a better person and just watch what you say. That's it. Always watch what you say, baby, because them words have power. And your words can turn into reality. So if you're going to speak positive, speak light. And in return, that's what you should receive.
Matthew 18. When two or three are gathered together
mm-hmm.
and agree. You know, we basically asking for the same things. We're agreeing for the same things to happen. They're going to happen. They got to happen because God is not a God that lies.
Not at all.
So,
watch what you say, dog.
And my mom said this to me one day. She was like, and it was like, what? Like, how dare I do that? But it's so profound. Hold God to his word.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that. Like it's okay to
give it back to him.
Yeah, yep. Like because his word will not come back void.
Never.
So if we speaking all of this life, we speaking all of these good things, and then we throw the word back at the Lord's scripture, he has to make a move for us. And of course it might not happen. We've talked about this before. It might not happen in our time because mm-hmm. our time is not his time.
Mm-hmm.
He knows when, you know, he's supposed to make the move for us. But that's why you're supposed to have that strong foundation, that strong relationship with him, so mm-hmm. you can get through that long suffering period
mm-hmm.
and have that faith the size of a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to have. Just that little bit of faith. And it's going to happen. It's going to work.
When I was younger, they brought this up. Like, that's why it's important. Like, when we pray, I know sometimes people pray silently to themselves. But it's important to pray out loud. When you're reading your word, it's important to read the scripture out loud. Because you're speaking that over your life. So don't just think it. Like, actually speak it. Like, you talk about everything else. You read everything else. Speak the word. Speak your prayers out loud. Say your stuff out loud, and it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just watch what you say. If y'all don't get nothing else out of this podcast today, we want y'all to watch what y'all say. That's it. That's all.
Speak those things into existence.
Yep.
Be positive and intentional.
Period. So we want to thank y'all so much for joining us today on a late episode, but not never episode of Wiggins Boulevard. Please be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Wiggins Boulevard. Go to our website, wigginsboulevard.com, to sign up for notifications when we come back online with our merch, because it's coming, y'all. I'm sitting here looking at our heat press and stuff. It's coming. And we appreciate y'all's support. We thank y'all for showing up for us and being present. And we hope and pray that what we are ministering and what we are saying on this podcast is blessing you in a mighty way.
Because it blesses us.
Yes, and we want God to get the glory. So we appreciate y'all. We thank y'all. And we'll see y'all next Friday at noon.
Peace.